South Carolina and all the ships at sea. Look who's back. The prodigal daughter returns. Ramona.
Hey.
Back in the saddle again. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. So a substitute producer teacher week went.
Yes.
Well.
Good.
Will and Ashby and Morgan Thomas did a fine job in your absence, but we are all glad to have you back.
Thank you.
To the A team again. So good to have you back. So how'd it go? How'd the big vacation go? The kitchen got used. Jessica, Jennifer, Julie, she did some cooking.
Yes. Yes. And we went to
North Carolina.
It's Jessica. Went to North Carolina, went to Chimney Rock and some other places.
Oh, good. Good. So you saw some nature?
Yeah.
You saw some nature.
Rocks, I guess.
Rocks. Right. You don't really like nature, do you?
No,
you're
I don't mind
like
that.
Monk. You don't really like nature.
No, I don't mind that because you go up and these and then
you're in a car in nature.
No. You go up onto the mountain and then you can see all the mountains and that's what I like.
Oh, really?
The open view of the mountains, that's what I love.
Okay. All right.
So that's what it
all is. Right. And your kitchen got some use.
Yeah, she cooked.
How about
she
that?
Always cooks
how about
she
that?
Comes.
So you ate well for the like 1 week a year.
I ate well. Yeah.
Yes.
The time I eat nutritional, and then when she comes, I eat stuff I actually like.
Oh, good, good. Well, that'll work as a diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. 51 yeah. weeks off and 1 week on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. So you had a good time.
Yes.
Good. 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 And you're all excited about being back here today. You're supposed to say yes.
Oh, yes.
You were met with a lot of paperwork out there.
You were a little bit ragged up with
all that paperwork you had to do.
Yes.
In a relatively short period of time.
Yes.
Well, good.
But that's
good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We have a million things to get to today. I want to discuss some LSU intel and compare. You know, I was talking to Kwok on the show change. He was asking me about the Tom Allen thing and what my thoughts on that were. I think he's right. I mean, I think those things are true. But the one thing I will say as a caveat to it is that I think the numbers are down offensively everywhere. We're not quite playing the juggernaut style of offensive football that we were playing in the past, just in general. The advent of two-high safety looks, more of a commitment to running the ball versus those looks, et cetera, I think has slowed the numbers down a little bit. So I think you have to consider it in that context. But I don't disagree with anything he said. I mean, I think that year two Tom Allen is bound to be better. Look, I'm going to hit you with the hard realities of Clemson LSU. I think the hard reality is, we have no idea. I mean, I know every player. I live this stuff 24 hours a day. I don't have any idea what is going to happen in Clemson LSU. I don't see how you possibly could. I have a Clemson team that's going to start a new quarterback, a new running back, has new coaches, has a new offensive coordinator that people hated, now they love. The star power that was supposed to buoy last year's team is out, gone. But were they more like a plague that insidiously destroyed last year's team? And is the internal mojo better? Okay, so the mojo's better, but is the talent good enough? You know, Kwok said to me, well, if we only give up 18, then all we got to do is better than that. I said, yeah, but the yeah, but for me is the quarterback position. We're just going to ignore that that's the most important position on the field and think that it's all going to be fine? I don't know. Then from an LSU standpoint, what the hell are they? I mean, they're Lane Kiffin game one. Lane Kiffin game one has not historically gone well for Lane Kiffin or Lane Kiffin's teams. Not to mention the fact they have 45 new players. I mean, you have Sam Leavitt, who, a guy who covers that team, is saying, well, you know, he's really picked up the offense well, and he should be in command by game three. Game three? Well, I think Clemson fans will take that. If Leavitt's not in command before game three, I think Clemson fans will sign on to that. What is Leavitt? We don't know what Leavitt is. Who is he? What is he? Is he a more advanced version of the guy from 2 years ago? Or he's the guy from last year who was a human headache and just didn't play very well? Injury issues, decides to leave the school. Who is he? I don't know. Last week, it was Dylan Jones was 100% going to be LSU's starting running back. Now, it looks like it's going to be Barry. Two guys that I think whose young careers sort of marry each other, I think have both stepped up. Gideon Davidson for Clemson, Harlan Berry for LSU. I've said all along that Davidson would be your featured back, that Chris Johnson would be your satellite back, that Davidson would be the guy who has to carry it 16 to 22 times a game. Davidson broke a 60-yard run in the scrimmage. Now, it was called back, but called back or not, he broke a 60-yard run. For the people who think he has no juice, and which is all false, again, he ran a 10-600 meter in high school. Adam Randall ran a 10-8-8. Gideon Davidson faster than Adam Randall. People don't recognize that fact, but you should if you listen to this show all along. And he's going to be the featured back. And for LSU, while they have a stable of backs, I think the pecking order is going to be Barry first. I think it's going to be Barry first, and then it'll be the transfer Jones, and then maybe Caden Durham. I think that's what's coming out of this. I think that's what came out of LSU scrimmage. You know, in terms of other elements that are coming out of their scrimmage, I want to talk about that. You know, I mean, you know, Kwok also asked me about, well, what about, you know, the LSU young players on that defensive line. I think the thing to remember there is that, you know, Green was fairly celebrated here last year. He transfers to LSU. And Green is not going to start for them. So I would be careful about that one, because the Gerald's kid, the Anderson kid, they both think are better players than Green. And they're going to start them. Green is running with the twos right now. So if he was good enough to make people think he was a star here last year, and he's not good enough to beat out the freshman Gerald's or Anderson, then what that tells me is that Gerald's and Anderson are pretty good players. I think Gerald's a war daddy. I think I think they've got two dudes and these two freshmen. Now, again, that could still be true, and they could still not be great early in the season. I just think it's an extremely difficult game to evaluate. One of the more difficult games I've ever encountered to evaluate. I don't see how you can evaluate it, to be quite honest. You know, again, when I give out spread picks, what I am trying to do is eliminate as many variables as humanly possible. I want to reduce those to next to nothing. Well, how do I do that with this game? How do I reduce the variables when, quite frankly, all there are variables? This game is like nothing but variables. I'm still of the opinion that I was at months ago. I haven't changed my mind, but I don't. It's not a strongly held opinion, because I just think there are too many questions for both of these teams. I think LSU is probably going to win a relatively low scoring game played in the 20s. I like Clemson plus the points, and while I'm not a big believer in moral victories, I'm sure Dabo Swinney isn't either. I think if Clemson could come away with a close loss, if you could sign up for that right now, would you take that? See, I think you would. I think you would take that. The one thing that can't happen for this program, for this coach, for everything. And oh, by the way, I'm not in the Dabo Swinney, let's fire or talk about Dabo Swinney. You want to talk about that, talk to somebody else. I'm not interested in that bullcrap. I'm just not at all interested in it. Guy's done nothing but win. He's the greatest winner in the history of this program. He wins every single year, even in his worst years. I think people have short memories. Apparently, you don't remember life here with the Tommies before Dabo Swinney spoiled you. So I'm not interested in that. I'm not talking about that. I think Dabo Swinney's going to be here as long as he wants to be. And I think that's good for Clemson. But in terms of this team this year, the one thing that you can't happen in terms of the outlook on the season would be to go there and lose 34-10. That is what you can't have. And I would expect that both of these football teams are going to try and run the football. I think what I'm getting out of LSU's camp is there is a more dedicated commitment to run the ball. I think you'd have a little bit of mirror image stuff going on, which is another reason I would think the score stays down, unless people put the ball on the floor. LSU, you know, people talk about the Clemson run game last year. LSU was, I think, 16th in the SEC last year, run the ball. That was the real undoing of the program. They couldn't run the ball. They didn't commit to run the ball. They didn't run the ball. So I think LSU is coming into this game with that same mindset. I think both teams are coming into this game with a mindset of we want to be able to run the football. Because neither team was particularly effective at it last year for various and sundry reasons. Both teams have to be dramatically better and more consistent at running the football. Clemson's only chance to go up there and steal a win is to successfully run the ball. It's not going to be Air Vizina in game one at LSU. You got to insulate him and protect him to a degree. It doesn't mean Clemson's not going to throw the ball, but I think both teams, there are some real similarities with these two teams in terms of the position they find themselves in. And quite honestly, neither team, after that game last year, neither team had a successful season. It went sideways for both of them. We'll talk more about it. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, well, we'll get this on the other side. We'll be back.
The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show is back. Join host Scott Reimer and all your Roar favorites at the Southern Weaving Food Hall, August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Join us at 210 Fern Street, right here in Easley. The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority. more wall-to-wall sports. Yes! 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Hello, listeners. Let's talk about Medicare and your privacy. Did you know that Medicare agents are not allowed to call you if you're not their customer? That's right. The agent who cold calls you is not complying with Medicare's rules. Some of those random callers will change your plan without your consent if you disclose your Medicare number. Even to those callers who claim to be from your insurance company, do not give out your information. Also, if you sign up with one of those agents, you might not have any service after the sale, and you'll likely never be able to reach that agent, even if you try. Never give your Medicare number or any other private information to anyone who calls you. You must protect yourself. At Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, we comply with Medicare's rules, and we value the service we provide to each of our customers. Call us again at 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Founders can help you stop worrying about high-interest credit cards and loans. Now through September 30th, 2026, well-qualified buyers can take advantage of a balance transfer at 0% APR for 12 months. Upon expiration, APR will then revert to the standard variable APR, currently 12.5% to 17.9%. If credit criteria are not met, 17.9% APR will apply. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required.
This is Dr. Ted Swan with Tiger Diagnostics. We always put patients first. Did you know that it's your right to choose which lab you use? At our draw centers, we have clean spaces and friendly faces with little to no waiting. Come with your doctor's order or test on your own with one of our signature health panels. These panels are designed to give you valuable insight to empower your health. Check us out at tigerdiagnosticslab.com. Locations in Seneca, Anderson, Greenville, and after hours in Piedmont.
Here's a quick experiment. The next time you're sweeping your floors, take a vent cover off and look inside. See it? The dust, the pet hair, the dead bugs. Gross. Imagine that in every vent of your home, and that's the air that you and your family are breathing every day. Ace Plumbing Electric Heat and Air is here to give you a free duct cleaning with every new membership, ensuring you have clean air in your home today. That's up to a $1,000 value, and that's not all. You still receive all the amazing perks of being an Ace member. This offer will not last long, so book now at acehomeco.com.
When your reputation is on the line, every detail matters. At Yoder's Building Services, we partner with professional builders who demand precision, reliability, and products that perform. That's why we proudly supply and install Anderson Windows, trusted for superior craftsmanship, energy efficiency, and long-term durability. We understand timelines, inspections, and what it takes to keep your projects moving. Yoder's Building Services, built on trust, backed by Anderson Windows.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
John's Day. The true lifelong fans love Dabo. Yep. Terry said, Walt, what is Lumby? What is so special about LSU? I don't see it being that big of a gap. Well, I don't know that anything's going to be special about LSU in game one, which is why, again, months ago when the spread came out at 12.5, I gave out Clemson. I just thought it was too big a number. I still do. Now, if that proves to be wrong, then we're really going to have some different conversations come Monday after the game. Texas said the keys to winning are standing third and manageable. Our defense getting off the field with third down stops and winning the turnover battle. Well, winning the turnover battle is the key to every football game, obviously. But the down and distance and staying ahead of the chains is vital. Obviously, that's vital for success. It's something that Clemson did not have versus LSU last year. Jay said, Walt with the hits. Roy from Shelby. Little ELO. We love ELO. Little ELO. Dire Straits. That's always good for a Monday. In fact, let's do all that. Jason Columbia, Ramona says, welcome back, Ramona. I kept sniffing the air in case the station caught fire while she was gone. Texter said, does them attacking with the run worry you? That will test our already questionable linebacker group and inexperienced D-line, especially with as big as their front is. Well, I think that that is going to be the nature of this game, though. All right, I think the team that runs the ball best is probably going to win this game. And I'm not ruling Clemson winning out. That's why way back when I gave out the 12. I think Gideon Davidson is going to rush for over 1,000 yards this year. I think going into that environment, winning the line of scrimmage where you're at a disadvantage in terms of getting off the snap because of the noise, I think that's a dilemma, and we'll see how that plays out. But it's vital for Clemson to go in there and run the ball. I don't know what the number is for Clemson to win in terms of what they have to have out of the ground game, but it's at least 125. You have got to go there and respectfully commit to running the ball and do it with some authority. And from an LSU standpoint, look, they want to establish the run because, like I said, first of all, everyone thinks of Kiffin as, you know, Air Kiffin, but he wants to run the ball. And he believes in a running game. I mean, Lacy rushed for 1,500 yards last year for Ole Miss. And they're going to run the ball. They're going to try and establish some physicality because, again, this team didn't have that last year. They were 16th, I believe, in the SEC in rushing yardage. So, you know, they come into this game with some of the same issues in terms of neither team comes into this game off a season where they successfully ran the ball. And both teams have to do that to be the best that they can be. But when you're talking about the start of the year, I don't know how anybody can think that LSU is going to be a completely cohesive unit at the start of the year. I mean, I think this game is going to be more defensive-oriented than offensive-oriented. I don't know what that means for the final score, but I believe the total on this game is 50.5. I would think that this game is lower than that. I've said all along, both teams in the 20s, but I mean, would it shock me if it was 20-17 or 21-17? No. I find it hard to believe that either team is going to be an offensive juggernaut, and I think there's going to be like a boxing match. This could be a feeling out process early. Where both teams try and establish the run. And look, listen, the way the run works is not, well, we rushed for 75 yards in the first quarter. That's not how it works. You might just be pounding your head against the wall in the first quarter, but if you stop doing that, you are going to lose the game. Running the ball takes a commitment. It takes a desire and a will, and it doesn't always work in the first 15 plays of the game. You have to have some stick-to-itiveness to run the ball successfully. The more you run it, the better it takes effect. And you might not see that effect until late in the third quarter. Remember that Georgia game against Clemson a number of years ago where Georgia took control of the game late in the game because they just kept running it, and then late in the third and fourth quarter, Clemson wore down. They ran them off the field. Now, I'm not saying either of these teams could do that to the other, but that's the nature of successfully running the ball. So that's what you have to be able to do. They said, well, if we played tonight, where'd it go? Let's try it again. If we played tonight at 7, who is starting on defense? All right, that's another good question. We'll get to all of these. while I really think Kiffin is going to air it out this game, they're going to come in and try and run the ball. Trust me. That's what they're doing in their camp. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they want to establish. That's what they're going to try and do first. They have a quarterback that's coming off a Liz Frank injury. He has not taken any hits. He's not absorbed any hits. He had the screws taken out in the spring. They want to come in and run the ball. Both these teams want to run the football. Both these teams have to run the football. If neither of these teams run the ball better and with more consistency and more regularity than they ran a year ago, then you're going to have two teams that finish around 500. That's the reality. Both these football teams need to establish a running game, and they're both going to try and do that. Whether they're successful or not, that remains to be seen. Some of that's the offensive line. I was asked about the offensive line. We're going to talk about that. From an LSU offensive line standpoint, what I expect to see is this, at least as of today. Their left tackle is going to be Seton, who they paid $4 million to. Their left guard is going to be Bo Bordelon. Their center is going to be Moore. Their right guard is Ba. And their right tackle is presumably Weston Davis. Now, some of these guys certainly look the part. Seton looks the part. I mean, he paid him $4 million. He better more than look the part. He better be a dominant force for LSU in both the run game and in pass pro. He's pretty elite in pass protection. Clemson lines up a defensive end on his side, which they're obviously going to. That guy's probably not going to have a big day. Bordelon, the left guard, basically hasn't played. He's not been a guy who has played much football for LSU. So what Bordelon is, I'm not sure how anybody can know at this point. Clemson has a few of these guys, okay? Moore, the center, they feel pretty good about. I think as Clemson feels pretty good about Harris Sewell. Ba, the right guard, I think they feel pretty good about. Right tackle is a mystery. Weston Davis for LSU, he definitely looks the part. He's like a bookend mirror image to Seton on the other side. But he hasn't played the part. Last year, he was friggin' awful. Not just not good. He was historically bad. And that was a big part of their problems. I don't think from what I understand, it's not a Moore-Lock guarantee he keeps this position. But he was the starter last year. So right now, you sort of assume that he's going to be the starter. So if you're curious about LSU's offensive front, and how they match up. This is the breakdown on these guys right now. Seton, again, elite pass talent, should be one of the top 15 players taking the NFL draft. They paid him $4 million to come from Colorado. The best tackle available in the draft. Bordelon, available in the transfer portal. Bordelon, the left guard, there's not a lot of film to study. He basically hasn't played very much. It's hard to know. It's hard to know what Bordelon is. He does not have complete security in that position. Moore, the center, absolute security. He's a pretty good player. Ba, the right guard, I think is pretty talented. So they have two certain things in Seton Moore. They have a near certain thing in Ba at right guard. And the left guard and the right tackle are still sort of up in the air. But if you penciled it in today on the 17th of August, you would probably say Bordelon at left guard and Weston Davis at right tackle. And again, Bordelon an unknown. Weston Davis was horrific last year. How much better he got is going to depend. Assuming he holds that spot, or at least at the start of the game has that spot, how much he got better at right tackle is going to go a long way to determine what this offensive line is capable of. As a whole, they've got to prove they can run block. The LSU offensive line did not prove they could run block last year. They did not, this team did not effectively run the ball at all against really anybody all year long. It was quite a change from the year before where Caden Durham was burst on the scene and they ran the ball effectively. They have to prove that they can run the football. And this is their camp has been designed to increase the physicality and improve the run game. That's what they are desperately trying to do, and that is something that has been a big part of what Lane Kiffin has tried to do. Again, contrary to what popular belief is, it's not just Air Kiffin, chuck it a billion times. That's not who and what he wants to be. He wants to run the football. He's not a dummy when it comes to offense. He's a bright offensive mind. His only dummy quality comes in with the fact that he just wants to micromanage every element within a game. Actually, that's not well stated. Let me rephrase that. He wants to tinker during the games, and that's what gets him in trouble. He's a tinkerer. He's a mad tinkerer, and that gets him in trouble during games. But in terms of who and what they are, you know, this is what they want to prove. So there's a real similarity with both these teams in terms of the run game, the failures of the run game last year, the way both teams' seasons went sideways, the failure to commit to run the ball, the failure to run the ball with any effectiveness, and the changes that have taken place because of that. You know, Brian Kelly kept bringing in transfer running back guys trying to fill holes at running back. It didn't work, and his offensive line didn't work a year ago either. And really, neither did Clemson's. So I think there are some real similarities with both teams in the approach that they're going to take to this game and to this season. And as I said, I think it's very likely that the team that runs the ball with the most effectiveness, and sometimes that's not yards, sometimes that's just carries. The National Football League has like a 25-year history that tracks winning and losing that has to do with the team that has the most carries winning the game. Not the most yards, the most carries. So it is that commitment, and that is the game we're playing again suddenly. Despite the fact these teams have talent at receiver, that's the game we're playing. We are back to a game where we're running the football has become important again. And it wasn't that way 5 or 6 years ago. But some things changed, as they always do in the game. We'll talk more about this on the other side. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. 654-7627. You get in and join the conversation.
The countdown is on. It's on. 19 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles.
Ingles, low prices.
Love the savings.
Ball rests just inside the left hash. Takes a snap, back to throw. Going to throw, and it's incomplete. It's hit, caught, picked off Hanifin. Hanifin crosses the 35, gets across the 30, and is wrangled down at the 28.
105.5, 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing, where they've been covering the upstate for 4 generations. I mean, that's just the most ridiculous thing ever. And that shows you how good they are. You hear all the unsolicited testimonies about Gilstrap all the time. They are the absolute roofer. Who cares?
What was it? They just had the chromosome letters right on there. That's all they had. They made them cover them up.
No, they forced them to cover them up or told they would leave the arena.
I'd have left. Did they leave or stay?
I'm sorry. There is a point, okay, where enough is enough.
I know.
Okay?
This is ridiculous.
This is the point. I wasn't there. I'm not with these women. But if you wanted to extract anybody who was in my party, okay, from that arena, for that reason, I would say, go ahead and try it. That'd be my answer. Go ahead and try it. We'll see how many of you go down. Because there's just no way. There's no way. My answer would be, get the blank out of here. You got 2 seconds to get out of the 6 feet that I own. There's no way. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? I mean, are you freaking insane? How ridiculously stupid can you get? This is not cussing or anything of a sexual nature or anything else. You know what? What on earth would be offensive about that? And furthermore, even if it is, if that somehow offends you, that's your problem. That's your issue. That's your screwed up head. That's not their issue. I mean, it gets to the point of just being patently ridiculous. It's like, you know, we tell all the time, wait 2 weeks, it'll go away. This will never go away.
That's what I say.
They keep setting it on fire. Why don't you stop damaging yourself? This is what the Fifth Amendment is for. Stop incriminating yourself. Stop damaging yourself. Answer the question that the whole future of your league depends on. That is a biological question and answer of absolute certainty as to what a woman, as to what constitutes a woman. It's like every day they get worse, Ramona. Now, you were saying again what?
I don't remember now.
Riley Gaines says the WNBA...
I know what it was.
Go ahead.
They're going to lose all their fans. They have enough trouble getting fans anyway. Yeah. So they're going to end up losing all their fans.
The WNBA acts like they don't know... This is Riley Gaines. They don't know what a woman is with their performative meetings. Oh, by the way, Ramona, while you were away, they had a task force meeting to try and determine what a woman is.
What?
The
WNBA?
Yeah, the W, right. The W, right there in the title.
They needed a task force to find out what a woman was.
The task force did not come to any conclusion.
They were stumped. Well, that's her problem right there.
Right.
Man!
Right, that's her issue. That's exactly it. That's her issue right now. Riley Gaines says, WNBA acts like they don't know what a woman is with their performative meetings, yet they know women have two X chromosomes. So those people have to cover those shirts because that's a good point.
That is an excellent point.
How do I know they know? Because they made these two women cover up shirts that said exactly that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it is so unthinkable. I mean, that you would even dare to tell paying customers, Ramona, that they have to cover up their shirts because they somehow don't meet your wackiness, which as Riley Gaines correctly says, you haven't even decided what's up. You haven't even decided what's what, who's who. You know, but you're going to make them cover their shirts because they know they're women?
That is just insane.
You know, Ramona, there was a million-year-old song that we should have played during this.
What was that?
Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. So if they wrote that on a T-shirt, if they had that on a T-shirt, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, they would also be asked to cover up or ejected.
Probably.
So they know what a woman is when it comes to ejecting them, threatening to eject them, or forcing them to cover up their shirts.
But when they want to add people to the basketball,
they don't know what a woman is.
All of a sudden, they don't know. All of a sudden, they can't pinpoint it. It's tough. It's hard.
It's like
that's just stupid.
Every single day, these people just go further and further down this road of absolutely no return. I mean, it's just insanity. You know, the text line is all over this. Text said, I read where these women paid $1,000 for the ticket. I wouldn't watch a WNBA game if they paid me $1,000. Yeah. They're paying customers.
I know. And you know, they're in trouble as far as people that want to watch them anyway.
Yeah. There's just... Of all the things, it's like each day they try and top themselves with their absurdity and the insanity. I just can't even imagine going up to a paying customer who's got great seats, they've paid for great customers, and because they have shirts on that identify female's chromosomes, telling them that they have to cover up or leave. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, maybe they were mad because they weren't on the task force.
I just don't know. Dexter said, I joined late. What is going on? She said, never mind. I looked it up. Oh, Lord, what is this world coming to? Exactly. Exactly right. Man, I don't know. T-Boone said, my three-year-old daughter could help them out. She says, I'm not going to read that. I read the rest of it. I know it's harmless. I'm still not going to read it. I'm just going to skip that. They said, want to believe more in the AP Top 25 or Santa Claus? Let the funny season begin. It's a challenge. I mean, it is a challenge. Dexter said they have Peyton says they have the woke mind virus. We haven't found a cure yet. Look, you know what? Again, there are some things in life that should just be friggin' obvious. What constitutes a woman, what a woman is. When you're a league for women, the hint being right in your title, either that or change your title.
Yeah, they'd all be playing together in the NBA.
Right. Change your title. Change it, you know, whatever. Change the title. You got to get rid of it. Can't be WNBA anymore. It's the Lola NBA. It's the Lola NBA. It can't be W anymore. Dexter said the bigger crime is $1,000 for a WNBA ticket. I don't know. They had great seats. I don't know.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. But just imagine going up to a paying customer and telling them you can't wear that shirt. I mean, it's like
you're speechless.
I am speechless. It's like, what on earth are you talking about?
I know.
Are you crazy? I'm telling you, in life, Ramon, there are just places you have to make a stand. Now, if you, that's one of them. It's like, get the blank out of here or try and take me out of here. I'm not covering up the shirt. You can forget it. You can forget it. If the shirt stays, you go. The shirt stays, go. Yeah. You got 2 seconds to get out of my face.
That's insane. They're just making enemies of everybody.
Right.
It's just going to, next thing you know, nobody's going to be watching it. And they're going to go, what happened?
Yeah. It's hard to believe. All right. We're getting back to Clemson football. The text line has just lit up with this whole subject matter. It's just because the level of insanity hits new heights on a daily basis. Just, these are common sense things. This is exit 19B back at the creation. Every day you do something dumber to alienate more and more people. You are not helping yourselves. Can't you stop and stay out of your own way for 2 friggin' minutes? For 2 minutes, can you not just shut the freak up and stop damaging yourselves? Can you stop offending your paying base? Telling customers who have X chromosome on their shirt that they have to cover that up or leave? I have no idea, but they are headed for more and more trouble. And the sad thing is, you're at a point where there's more talent in this league than there's ever been before, and you can't just play the games and define what a woman is and move on. It would be so simple. It'd be so simple. It's just this simple. They won't even use this language, though. But this is the language. This is the appropriate language for this circumstance. The WNBA is a women's only league. Biological males may not compete. End of story. Matter done. Move on. Everybody's happy. That's it. That's all it takes. All it takes is some common sense. Doesn't take a task force. A task force, Ramona. They had a task force and couldn't come to a conclusion. Now they're throwing
pain. Yeah, at least they should have come to a conclusion.
Now they're throwing paying customers out of games who know what a woman is. Two women who know they're women who wrote so on a shirt with two X's, and they get ejected. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
On September 2nd, DraftKings Game Day arrives with massive deals, exclusive deals, and an all-day celebration built for sports fans. All roads lead to Game Day. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. That means South Carolina, from Texas to California to Florida. Even fan in on the excitement. One app, every sport, all 50 states. DraftKings Game Day is yours. Remember the date, September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day is the kickoff of the new season, a new era, and the biggest day in sports history. Get ready to celebrate. New DraftKings customers, sign up with the code 1055THEROAR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. That's code 1055THEROAR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC registered introducing broker. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50 every 7 days via click to claim. Issued in non-withdrawable prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. Ends August 23rd. Terms dkng.co/predictions promo. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
Whether it's kickoff, tip-off, or face-off.
Score!
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home, and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today. 864-641-0176 or visit cantycanfixit.com.
When it's time to paint, the Upstate turns to Spectrum Paint, your source for Benjamin Moore paints. Visit them in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum for expert color matching, premium Benjamin Moore paints, and expert service. Whether you're a professional contractor or a do-it-yourselfer refreshing a room, their experts are here to help you get it right the first time. Stop by your nearest Spectrum Paint store or explore products, colors, and more at SpectrumPaint.com. Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned Benjamin Moore paint source.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time, it's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Are you ready to get your business noticed? A vehicle wrap is the perfect way to make that happen. Catazoom makes the process super easy with expert guidance, superior customer service, and a friendly, knowledgeable team ready to help. At Catazoom, our number one goal is to help you increase your business. Allow our experienced professionals to help you build your brand with beautiful, eye-catching, expertly installed vinyl wraps. Don't wait. Your competition is already on the road. Visit catazoom.com today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore, co-owner of Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn. Summer is here, and every cookout, pool day, and road trip deserves a better snack option. Poppington's is popped fresh in Greenville using real beef tallow from our family farm, never seed oils, for a rich flavor and perfect crunch you can feel good about. Find us